Okay, we'll try to make this as quick as possible. The only thing worse than giving Shira an empty stomach is listening to Shira an empty stomach. So that's why I loaded up on Listerine strips 30 seconds ago. But if you're still hungry, then I feel bad. So we'll try to move it along. It's not. I don't have much to add in the Shira today, but at least to share some Mar Makomos that we should be familiar with. And it's a raid that has to do with the Min Hagayom of Machzis HaShekel, and it also comes back to our Parsha's Vayikra, B'Siyat HaShemaya as well. So at least some well-known Mar Makomos, but at least to put them all in one place. There will be some open-ended questions, but at least we'll have some places to look for the answers. So if you look in source number one, you have the Ramah. The Ramah in Hilchos Purim tells us that the Minhag is to bring the Machzis HaShekel, to give the Machzis HaShekel. Nowadays, around the time of Purim, there are different minhagim in terms of exactly when. Yesh litno b'leil Purim, kol mispal mincha, v'chein minhagim b'chol medinos elu. That would be today, but you know, nidcha 2 days backwards. But erev Purim by Tainus Esther. Others have the minhag to do it on the day of Purim. There is no limit in the sense that even when it came to the original Machzis HaShekel, there was a whole span of time that a person could have given it. But the Iker Minhag, the Ramah says, nowadays, is to give it during the time of Tainus Esther, right before Purim. One of the reasons that I think it's the Kaf HaChaim brings, is that, and the reason I know this Kaf HaChaim is because it was Rabbi Elbaz's WhatsApp status this morning, is that the combination of giving tzedakah and the Tainus of the day will come together to be a more powerful day of tefillah, which we can certainly use in the current environment. Then the Ramah says, if you look in the bold, ve'ein chayiv litno rak mishu miben esrim ulemaila. So the Ramah here says that the minhag only applies to those who are 20 years of age and older. Otherwise, you're not chayiv in machatzis hashekel. And I'll come back to whether that is the prevailing minhag nowadays as well. We'll touch on that in a second. But it's obvious what the Ramah is referencing. The Ramah here is pointing us to the psukim in Parshas Kisisa, where the psukim tell us of the, not minhag, but the mitzvah of machatzis hashekel, that every year, or at least, you know, initially there were three trumos. So at least initially there was the two trumos that a person had to donate to for the building of the Mishkan, one for the Adonim, one for the general funding of the building of the Mishkan, and the third, which is the machatzis hashekel, which lasts, you know, year by year afterwards as well. So the Ramah is referencing us back to those psukim, where the psukim tell us that it's only mi ben esrim shana v'maila, that only, you know, kol over al pikudim, all those psukim that say it, say the people who are chayiv to bring the machatzis hashekel, it only applies seemingly to those who are 20 years of age and older. And the Ramah is saying this minhag, apparently, of machatzis hashekel is, I don't know if it's a throwback, a mimicry, a commemoration, something along the lines of that, in terms of the original mitzvah of machatzis hashekel. I didn't have time to try to find it in like recordings and stuff, but I feel like I've heard from Shechtman in the past that someone will confirm it or corroborate if they know this is true. But he said that this minhag of Machzis HaShekel, it started originally as a fundraising ploy. People are familiar with this. That this is where he goes into this whole spiel about the old yeshiva used to be called Yeshiva's Gaon Yaakov, the pride of the Jewish people. So if you were the head of Gaon Yaakov, you were called the Rosh Gaon Yaakov. You were the Rosh Yeshiva of the Gaon Yaakov. But there was such a long name. I mean, they didn't have sponsors like we do. Such a long name, Rosh Gaon Yaakov. So they shortened it. Instead of saying, you know, the Silver family, Rosh Gaon Yaakov, they said, started calling the head of the Yeshiva the Gaon. And Rosh Hashanah says, that's how all the Gaonim got the name Gaonim. And that's where he fills in, he editorializes a little bit, he adds in that it's not like everyone was such a big Gaon. It's just they were head of the Yeshiva called Gaon Yaakov, so they had the name Gaon, but it doesn't mean they were such a Gaon. He said a lot of them were just fundraisers, so that part we kept that minhag. A lot of them were just fundraisers; they weren't such big Gaonim. So he says but they did have a Gaonis that they had this idea that in order to collect money, you always need to come up with something. You know, a dinner and a pledge and a journal, all these different things. So they came up with this idea of the Machzis HaShekel, that as a minhag, we should have a Machzis HaShekel that everyone should donate to the Yeshiva. I don't know, has anyone heard that? Am I mixing up two different things? I think Rav Shechter says that's one of the sources for the minhag. But that's a strong minhag that appears in Shulchan Aruch that Ramah has over here, and it's apparently a throwback to the mitzvah of Machzis HaShekel as it appeared in Parshas Kisisa not too long ago. Now, this shita of the Ramah, you'll see in a second the Mishnah Berurah, it's based on the shita of Rav Avadya Bar Tanura and other Rishonim as well, who assume that the shkalim, when it comes to the real mitzvah of Machzis HaShekel, were only incumbent upon people who were 20 years of age and older. Generally speaking, a 13-year-old is already a gadol if he has shtei Cyrus, but since the pasuk says, mi ben esrim shana v'mayla, it's only that age and up that a person is chayiv to bring the Machzis HaShekel. That's the shita of half of the Rishonim, Rav Avadya Bar Tanura and the Sefer HaChinuch, we'll see soon, Blineder, some others. The other half of the Rishonim, or Rav Avadya Yosef has a tshuva, where he proves it's more than half the Rishonim, it's a Rov Rishonim, so either half or Rov the Rishonim, assume that, no, this mitzvah is like every other mitzvah, that once you're 13 years old, you're Yud Gimel Shanim and up, you're already chayiv in mitzvahs, just like Machatzis Shekel, just like every other mitzvah. You're chayiv in the mitzvah, Machatzis Shekel, once you're 13 years old. So that's a machlokes within the Rishonim. If you look in source number two, you have the Ramban, Ala Torah, the Ramban there in Parshas Kisisa, has a, it's a little, kind of fancy, a fancy distinction here, where he says, you'll notice there are three lishkos, right? The Rashi tells us in that, is it first Rashi in Kisisa? One of the first Rashi's there. There are three trumos that are listed here in the Psukim, Trumah Hashem, Trumah Hashem, Trumah Hashem, that three different donations or funds or pushkas that they had to collect for. So one of them is the Machatzis Shekel, like we've been referring to, but there's also the two that we mentioned before, the Adonim and the general fund for the building of the Mishkan. Those two were one-time things. They were just for building the Mishkan back then. So the Ramban suggests that when it comes to the one-time pledge of Shkalim to donate to building the Mishkan, that was only Ben Esrim Shana V'Maila. But when it comes to the yearly, year in, year out, the Machatzis Shekel that we're familiar with, that every year you have to give Machatzis Shekel for the minyan, etc., that's like every other mitzvah, that from your 13 years of age and older, you're already chayiv in that in Machatzis Shekel. So when it comes to the shkalim that we refer to, the mitzvah Machatzis Shekel, we're referring to that mitzvah, that does apply to people who are 13 years of age and older, and is not limited only to someone who's 20 and up. That's what the Ramban assumes. And if you look in source number three, it seems pretty clear the Ramban paskin this way as well. The Ramban just says, Akol chayiv mitin Machatzis Shekel. Then he's going to qualify, which we'll talk about in a second, not certain people. But there's no, he doesn't say here specifically 20 years and older. A gadol, a person who's not a katan, is chayiv in machzis ha-shekel. The Rambam is saying, again, like the Ramban, as we just said a second ago. Here, the Rambam adds for us, it's from a Mishnah in Masechet Shkalim, it's not as chiddush. The Rambam writes, Avo lo nashim v'lo avadim v'lo katanim. There's a distinction between avadim and nashim. Katanim we'll leave on the side. Katanim is very difficult because once you're going to take, they're obviously pater, they're not chayv and mitzvos, but if you're allowed to take money from the katanim, it's a little bit difficult. They don't have das acheres maknas, so how do you take money from a katan for the kabanos? And if you do, then it might, doesn't ruin the carbon in some way. So that's a discussion for a different time. But let's say nashim and avadim, there's a contrast over here. The Mishnah is going to tell us that if nashim decide to give the machzis shekel, we'll take it from them. We're happy to accept their donation. The kol has the same policy. Anyone who wants to donate is we'll take it from them. We might not be mashkinim. We're not going to force anyone, but we'll take it from anyone. But we're different. We'll even take from avadim and even from gayim. But the Mishnah says that when it comes to the machzis shekel, that was a chumrah that the Mishkan had that kailim nowadays don't have, that they wouldn't take the money from a nafri. But from a Jewish woman, so if she wanted to volunteer and give, we would take from her. But they are paturos from the Machatzis HaShekel. Why are they paturos? Why are they not chayavos in Machatzis HaShekel? So this is a machlokas in the Rishonim and the Achronim. There's a bunch of different reasons given. One of them is, some suggest that it's because the Pasuk is going to say, now I'm blanking on the exact words, but the Pasuk is going to say Ish in the context of Machatzis HaShekel. I don't remember, it's not Ish, Kol Ish Over Al Pekudim, but it's somewhere there, it says Ish Kofer Nafsho, I think, Ish Kofer Nafsho. So since it says Ish in the Pasuk, so it's Ish Velo Isha, that a woman is not Chayeves in Machatzis HaShekel. That's one suggestion. I think that the Bartanura says that in the Mishnayos. However, the Meiri suggests that it's really a Mitzvah's Esei Shez Man Grama. It's in Rosh Chodesh Adar, they're Mashmian Al Ha Machatzis HaShekel. You only, you're not supposed to give during that span of time from Adar to Nisan, and Nisan is really the date of the Machatzis HaShekel. So it's a Mitzvah's Esei Shez Man Grama. That's a very difficult opinion of the Meiri. That's really a Mitzvah's Esei Shez Man Grama. The mitzvah is once a year to bring Machatzis HaShekel, and the either Chazal or the Torah, it's not entirely clear with this, Dereis Derabanan, decided that there should be a specific date, Nisan. And on top of that, you know, Shloshim Yom Kod Machag, you know, 30 days before, Rosh Chodesh Adar, is a good time to start being mechazik people for this annual drive. But it's not a Mrs. Esei Shez Man Grama per se. It's a Mrs. Esei that takes place once a year, any time of year. So the Meiri is a little bit questionable, but the Mishnah is mefurish that women are paturos from Machatzis HaShekel for one reason or another. In source number four, you have the Mishnah Berurah commenting on the Ramah that we mentioned earlier. The Mishnah Berurah says that the Ramah here says, Ein chayiv liton rak mishu ben eser m'mayla. And you would fill in the blanks over here that the Ramah would tell you, and a woman is not chayiv Machatzis HaShekel, right? And a katan is not chayiv Machatzis HaShekel, meaning the same way that only 20 and up, according to the Ramah, is chayiv in Machatzis HaShekel, the mitzvah, so too, only 20 and up is chayiv in Machatzis HaShekel, the minhag of nowadays, so the same would apply to all the other paturim in the Mishnah. The Mishnah Berurah says that's true for the Rav, Bartanura, but he says, and if you look in the bold with me, Eli Rabba, the kol zed rak midina. So he says, not only is it it's true, maker adin, that if you hold like the Rishonim that women are paturos machatzes shekel, they don't have to bring for the minug either. But we have the minug that we give for ourselves, we give for our wives, we give for our children, we even give for a baby of Vlad, b'mei imo. So we give for everyone, we cover all of our bases, so it's like the machatzes shekel in terms of the mitzvah, but it's obviously deviates in terms of the practice from the original mitzvah in that sense. Fine. That's some background in terms of who's chayiv, who's not chayiv, and how it does or doesn't apply to our modern day minhag. But if you look in source number 5, you have a fascinating collector's item, Rabbi Kiva Eger. It's a famous Rabbi Kiva Eger. He quotes from the Besamim Rosh. The Besamim Rosh is a well-known, infamous sefer written by, well, that's part of the controversy, written by Rav Shaul of Berlin, certainly compiled by Rav Shaul of Berlin, claims to be the tshuvas of the Rosh, Besamim Rosh. However, it's quite clear that certainly clear that not everything's from the Rush. Probably nothing's from the Rush. There's too many things that are surprising in there. Like the way, I think the way, there's a whole span of the way people deal with it. You have the Avnei Nezer says you should burn it on Shabbos, the Sefer, Besam Rosh. That's one extreme. And he's the most makel. No. Then you have like, you know, the Chassam Sofer who makes fun. He says the Kizvei HaRush, not the Kizvei HaRush, the Kizvei HaRush, the lies, the fake Rush. And then you have, you know, some people who quote it pretty liberally. And then somewhere in the middle, which I assume is Rabbi Kiva Eger's opinion over here, somewhere in the middle you say, no, he's a fake, it's a forgery, it's not authentic. But sometimes he gets it right. You know, sometimes accidentally he gets things right. So here, if you got it right, you'll quote him. I think that's the way Rav Schechter usually says it, is that it's true that it's all fake. It's not the Rush, but it's if he says good, he says good. Kabbalas emes mi misha amra. So here, apparently, Rabbi Kiva Eger thought this was worth quoting. Rabbi Kiva Eger here in a tshuva, I think it's on the page in Shulchan Aruch as well, maybe in Hilchos Tefillah. So the Rabbi Kiva Eger writes, he says, Dilich ora nireh, dinashim paturos mitfilas musaf. He says he assumes that women are paturos, are exempt from the tefillah of musaf. Women, we'll get into it another tiny bit, but the Gemara and Brachos, the Mishnah and Brachos, the Gemara and the Mishnah and Brachos together, you can put them together, you can figure out that the women might have been paturos from tefillah. However, because a tefillah is unique in a certain way, even though it's a mitzvah zeh shezman grama, because it maybe it's a mitzvah esei shezman grama, there's telling yourselves and telling machlokes rishonim, but maybe since it's a mitzvah esei shezman grama, women should be exempt from davening every single day. However, the Gemara seems to end, according to one girsa, that the tefillah is rachamei ninhu, that everyone needs rachmanas, everyone needs to beg Hashem for mercy, everyone needs to daven for a parnasa, for shidduchim, for hatzlacha, and all of the things, refuah. So because of that, women are also chayavos in tefillah. Again, it's a question how the Gemara really ends there, but that's one possibility in the Gemara. Either way, the Gemara assumes that about shachar's mincha meirev. The Rabbi Kiva Eger here says that the Musaf is entirely different. Musaf is kevan d'nashim lo hayu shoklos, ein lam chelek b'karbanas tzibor. So he says Musaf is not rachamim. We'll see that the Rishonim do say this. Musaf is not rachamim. Musaf is really a takano that we daven Musaf simply because it's supposed to be a mimic of the a mirror image of the carbon Musaf that we used to offer. When it comes to the carbon Musaf is a carbon tzibor. The carbon tzibor was funded by the Machatzes HaShekel Fund. Women were not participants in the Machatzes HaShekel Fund, and because of that, they had no chelek, they had no part in the Karban Musaf. If they had no part in the Karban Musaf, then they weren't part of the Karban Musaf, then they're not part of Tfilas Musaf either. So the Rabbi Kiva Eger says, it would seem misdaber, it would seem logical that women who don't participate in the drive for the Machatzes HaShekel, which funds the Karban Tzibor, don't have a chelek in the Karban Tzibor, and therefore they don't have a chelek in Karban Musaf, and therefore they're also exempt from davening Tfilas Musaf. And he says, V'chein matzasi b'tshuvas b'samim rosh simin peites. They do have that in the B'sam Rosh as well. It's a couple of lines. I don't think the Bar Ilan has the B'sam Rosh. I don't know if that's a statement, but I do. Although I think the Avnei Nezer, this might be why the Avnei Nezer never comes to me in dreams, but I do have it in my house, a copy of the B'sam Rosh. They just reprinted it 2 years ago, a little bit nicer. But it's just a few lines. Literally, he just says this, that it's mistabe, that they don't have to daven Musaf. However, the B'sam Rosh adds on that women did have the practice. They took upon themselves to daven Musaf, so they've kept it up. They've davened the Musaf since then, but it was a voluntary practice that kind of stuck, but it wasn't actually necessary in the first place because they were mufkaos from Karban Tzibor, and that took them out of the Parsha of Musaf as well. We'll see the following phrased as a question soon, but the Torah Tmimah really says it as a shita, as a chumrah, very fascinating source number 6. I seem to recall Rav Schechter mentioning this always, b'shem Rav Menachem Zemba. We'll quote something from Menachem Zemba soon, but I didn't find this exact line. But it's a chumrah in the poskim we have here from the Torah Tmimah in Parshas Kisisa. He says, Yesh lahari nafka mina b'machloka zo ledina b'zman hazeh. He says, this idea that women are paturos from Musa because they're not shayach to the carbon Musaf, because they're not shaykh to the Shkalim, and therefore they're not funding the carbon seabor. So that chaps and afkamina nowadays, not only what the B'Salam Rosh himself said, which is that women don't have to daven a Musaf, but additionally, he says, who else was not chayiv in the machatzis shekel? Well, it's a machlok, as Rishonim, as we mentioned before, but half of the Rishonim assume that anyone under 20 years old was not chayiv in the machatzis shekel either, which means someone from the age of 13 to 19, and 19 to 99%, who was not quite 20 years old, he was not chayiv in the machatzis shekel, which means he has no chelek in the carbon musaf, which is a carbon tzibor as well. Now, he's a bar mitzvah boy. He's old enough to be chayiv in all mitzvahs, old enough to be chayiv in davening. However, the Torah Tmimah suggests that it's possible that he wouldn't fully be chayiv in tefillas musaf for this reason. Now, we'll have the kid daven musaf the same way we'd have him if he was older. But the biggest nafkamina Torah Tmimah says that he shouldn't be the shleich tzibur. That if he's going to be the chazan for everyone, so if he's not himself chayiv, he can't be motzi everyone else. So it's a chumrah that the Torah Tmimah says comes out. And he says, "Who davar chadash v'nifla?" But he seems to think it almost like makes sense. He thinks that it holds because of what we've quoted until now, that the bar mitzvah bachar is already 13 years old, but if he's not 20, he's not 21, he's not chayiv in tefillas musaf fully, he can't be the chazan for the amud. It sounds like it is a whopper of a chumrah. It sounds unique, and he says the davar nifla ma'od and sarachi and rav. But the truth is that the poskim really had trouble with this. The Tzitz Eliezer has a whole tshuva in Chilak Yud Aleph where he deals with this. He quotes this Torah Tmimi. He quotes from other svarim as well who have this halacha lemaisa, and he spends a lot of pages trying to defend the practice that we do have people who are 14 years old bichazen, 15 year old bichazen. Rabbi Warman in his Sefer Oros HaShabbos, he has an essay about this as well. So he starts by quoting this Torah Tmimah, and he says, Tzarech im gadol, how all our shuls aren't makbid on this. He starts as a kasha. Tzarech im gadol, how we're not makbid on this. And again, he spends time, he tumbles about this with a lot of achronim rishonim to try to figure out how to defend the practice. He comes out in the end that it's totally okay for someone over 13 years old to be the chazan, even if they're under 20, but it's something that he felt was a kasha based on this Torah Tmimah, based on the Rabbi Kiva Eger that we've worked up until now. Now, all the achronim tumble about Rabbi Kiva Eger, almost no one really agrees with it, but it's Rabbi Kiva Eger. And, it's in every other area, we always think that we have to be very careful when we're poking holes, and it takes a lot to, you have to go through the back door to try to answer Rabbi Kiva Eger. But it seems like everyone jumps on him here. Everyone is against Rabbi Kiva Eger on this. But definitely the most famous to do so was, you have in source number 7, the Shailos Tshuvos Amudei Or. I don't know much about him, Rabbi Chiel Heller, but he was a Gain, and he wrote the Tshuvos Amudei Or, which is a pretty famous sefer of Shailos Tshuvos. I just don't know much about his biography. In the fourth volume of Yeshur, and they have a biographical sketch about him, but I meant to read it in time for the Chibur today, but it was many pages, so I didn't get to it. But anyway, so he has the most direct attack on Rabbi Kiva Eger. He quotes Rabbi Kiva Eger, and he says that he really doesn't agree. He really doesn't understand Rabbi Kiva Eger's chumrah, or I guess you could say the B'Salam Rosh's chumrah over here. He says, at first glance, there is a proof to what Rabbi Kiva Eger is saying from the Gemara in Zbachim Daf Ayin Hei. The Gemara in Zbachim Daf Ayin Hei says that when you're defining a tzibor, a woman is excluded. A woman is not included in a tzibor. And he says, the Gemara says that the reason is that tzibor, ma tzibor gavri ach yachid gavri. When it comes to a tzibor, it's defined as gavri, meaning men. Males, as opposed to females. So he says that at first glance, you do have a little bit of a raya for Rabbi Kiva Eger from that Gemara in Zvachim. However, he says he doesn't think it's correct. He says, first of all, and this is again comes back to what we said before as a ha'ara, but really it's a question. He says, "The im kain l'man davar b'shkalim, the levim gam kain lo hayu shoklin." Rabbi Savolovsky mentioned this as well. Shudas last week that kahanim and levim, according to one man da'amar, are not chayavim in machatzis shekel for whatever reason. So if that's true, does that mean that all kahanim and levim also don't have to daven musaf? They weren't involved in machatzis shekel. They didn't fund the carbon tzibor, and therefore they're not shayach to the carbon musaf, and therefore they shouldn't be chayiv in tefillas musaf, and they can't be the shliach tzibor for us either, according to the chumras that we put together before. So is that really possible? Could it really be that all levim and kohanim are also pater from tefillas musaf? So the Amudei Or says no. Ach be'emes nir lefines daiti, you have in the bold. The avagavsha anashim lohayu shoklos mikomoko miskaprim hayu gam hein bechol carbonos tzibor. He says you have examples of this, like the parashal kohen gadol, which is mechaper on all of the Kohanim, Hedyotim, around him, even though it's not theirs per se, but you have examples of karbanos which are owned, which, the bailus belongs to one particular person, but the kapara can extend and can be relevant to multiple other people as well. He says that's mistaber. It can't be that all the karbanos tzibor, which offer kapara, only work for males, and women never get a kapara. How could that be? So it's got to be in Svar, it's got to be true. But he says it's also in the first Gemara. The Gemara in Shavuos and Daf Ches says explicitly that women implies explicitly, which is an oxymoron. So it says that women clearly would have been included in or are included in Karbanos Tzibor. And I think the example there is being mechaper on the Tumas Mikdash Kadashav. That comes from the Sira Pnimi. So there it says it refers to the Yoledes, which is obviously a woman. So it's clear from the Gemara is that women do get kapara from Karbanos Tzibor. They don't give the Machatzis HaShekel. Apparently, those are two different things. Apparently, you can have kapara without having the Machatzis HaShekel being part of the donation funding of the Karban Tzibor. The strongest raya that the that Rabbi Chila Hillel brings, you have it here in the bold Gemara in Zbachim Daf Dalid. The Gemara says over there that there's a concept of Shino Vailam the Mishnah talks about that you can't when you're doing Karban, you can't be Machashib, you can't think or maybe explicate that you're shechting the Karban l'shem some other Vailam, l'shem some other person. The owner of the Karban is the person you're shechting for, no one else, doing the Avodas for, no one else. When it comes, says the Gemara in Zbachim Daf Dalid, to the Karbanos Tzibor, a Karban that's communal, so in that case, there is no such thing as Shinui Bailam. You can't have it. You can't have a Shinui Bailam. You can't think about another Bailam. It won't work. So Rashi says something briefly there. Tosas kind of say it a little bit longer, which is why they quote from the Tosas here. But Tosas there say that if you shechted for any yachid, for any Jewish person, so it's not a Shinui Bailam. Every Jewish person is included in the Tzibor. So if it's a carbon Tzibor, and you shechted l'shem one guy in the Tzibor, it's not a Shinui. That is part of the Tzibor. So you can't have a case of Shinui Bailam. Then Tosas go on to say, what if you shechted l'shem a guy? You shechted l'shem Akum. So there Tosas say, no, Akum is different because an Akum isn't even bechlal the parsha of Karbanos because they're not bechuyave kapara kemoso. They're not the chavero didei in terms of kapara, and therefore they're not shayach to Shinui Bailam. That's a tumul nachronim, why Goyim are not considered a b'nei kapara. They also have karbanos that they're able to be nodev and nodev, so leave that on the side. But Tosas here assume that you can't have Shinui Bailam by a karban tzibor because there's no one to be mashana to. Everyone's part of the tzibor. Says the Amudei Or, the Isa, ha-mishkach is b'shach l'shem Isha da bas kapari. And Isha is certainly bas kapara. She has, everyone's chayv in an ola for something. She's certainly a bas kapara, and she's a Jewish person. So when you have a karban tzibor, and you think, I'm going to shecht it for an Isha, isn't that a Shinui Bailam? She's an Isha who's chayv in kapara. And she's not part of the carbon seabor because she didn't give the machatzis shekel. So you have a case of Shina Bailim by carbonos seabor. Elamai, that Tosas don't say that. The Gemara doesn't say that. There is no such thing as Shina Bailim. It must be that even an Isha is considered part of the carbon seabor. She's not a Bailim on the carbon seabor. Okay, but somehow she's still part of the carbon seabor, as he said earlier. We'll come back to that. Abli Nether Mitzvah Shem. So what is this machlokas about? Again, there's details here and there's Gemaras that the Amudei Or is quoting that Rabbi Chiya Eiger didn't tell us what he did with. But what is the Nekudas HaMachlokas? What does their argument revolve around? So possibly, some of the Achronim suggest something similar to this. Possibly, in source number 8, the Machlokas revolves, at least generally, before we get into the details, around a Yesod that Rabbi Per mentioned last year in his Chabura on Parsha Vayikra. So that's how we get back to our Parsha. The first Pasuk tells us, the first Pesukim tells us, Da'ber el b'nei Yisrael v'marta alayhem ki adam ki yakav yikem karban la'ashem min abahim min abakwa min atzon takriba es karbanchem. Every single word in this Pasuk is darshan for another din. So here Rashi quotes, karbanchem milameshi ba'a nidvas tzibor hi olas kechem ezbeach ba'a min ha'mosaro. So the Ramban here spells out for us that Rashi's shita is, the Ramban's going to disagree with this, but the Ramban spells out for us that Rashi's shita is that when it comes to karbanos, there's really two types of karbanos. There's there's two types of joint karbanos. You have a karban shel yachid, obviously, but then when it comes to multiple people joining in on a karban, there's two tracks in which that can occur. One is that many people can come together and partner up, karban ha-shutfin. So we can all get together as a group and make a karban as shutfin, as partners. But then there's another type of a karban, which is called a karban sibur. A karban sibur is not many yachidim, many individuals who join together and each one of them chips in for the karban. No. A karban sibur is when you use the communal funds, like the machatzis shekel, that lishka. When you use the communal funds to buy a karban sibur, it's a different chalos. It's not many individuals joining together to offer karban shutfin. Rather, it's a new entity. It's a corporation of Klal Yisrael as a new metaphysical entity. The Rav expounded on this that it has to be from, it includes the entirety of the Jewish people from Avram Avinu all the way to Moshe Mashiach. Karban chata shel Chatas Tzibor Lo Mesa, the Gemara in Temura, that there's an idea of a metaphysical entity of Klal Yisrael that spans all of time and all of space. And that's what we're talking about when we talk about a carbon Tzibor. It's not many individuals, but rather it's Jewish people as their own entity, as a Klal, as a Tzibor, come together and form a unit, and that's a carbon Tzibor. Those are different things the Ramban explains for the Rashi. Ramban is going to disagree. But that's what the Ramban explains for Rashi. The Rav has it in beautiful Lashonos. It's in, quoted in the Ala Tshuva, you know, the Tshuva Drashas. It's also printed elsewhere in his own words, but if you look in the in source number 8 at the bottom, source number 8, you have from Rabbi Chanan the same idea, just in shorter. There are many owners to a carbon shel shutvin. When it comes to a tzibor, it's bailim echad. The Jewish people own this carbon. It's one klal, it's one unit. So, with that yesod in mind, and it's a machlokas Rashi and the Ramban, so perhaps Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Mudei Or are arguing about this idea. According to Rabbi Kiva Eger, a carbon tzibor, it's comprised of all of the individuals who are part of it. The Ramban will tell you this, right? The Ramban will tell you that all the individuals come together, they lump their sums together, and they join together as many many yechidim. Elamai, if it's Rov Klal Yisrael, or all of Klal Yisrael, it's going to be a carbon tzibor. So, in that case, even though it becomes a carbon tzibor, it's a carbon tzibor of all the people who contributed. So, each individual contributed, each individual is part of this carbon tzibor. Who didn't contribute? The Nashim, the women didn't contribute. So even though they're part of Klal Yisrael, who cares? They didn't contribute to this carbon. They're not part of this Tzibor, of the carbon Tzibor, because they're not one of the individuals who is a part of that group. However, the Amudei Or, like Rashi, will assume that no, a carbon Tzibor doesn't mean that each individual is now part of the Klal. It means that there is no more individual. There's just one entity, one unit of Klal Yisrael. That certainly includes the women. Women are certainly included in the unit, in the metaphysical unit of Klal Yisrael. They weren't the ones to fund this carbon, but once the carbon belongs to all of the Jewish people, that includes the women as well. So says the Amudei Or, even though it was only paid for by the males above 20 or by the males above 13, depending on who you'll hold, like, even so, the women are part of the klal, which is represented, which is formed around this carbon, and therefore the carbon seaboard is shaykh to them as well. So even if you assume that they weren't, which we do assume, they weren't involved in the funding, they are still part of the carbon in that sense. The Amudei Or already said this, but if you look on source number 9, we won't get into it, but this is the line from Rav Menachem Zemba that I wanted to quote for you, but he does gives us a precedent for other cases in which you do have, even though someone didn't put out the funds, didn't put out the money, they can still chapa kapara on a carbon, even though they weren't part of the funding process, and that's a support of the yesod that the Amudei Or himself said, that even though we would say, you're right, that an isha is not bailim on the carbon seabor, she's not involved in the funding of it, but even so, she is going to benefit from the kapara, and apparently that's enough to give her a shaychus to the carbon musaf and all other carbonos tzibor. Rabbi Warman has the same idea. He quotes it from his Rebbe, Reb Lazer Silver, and he also quotes it from the Tzemach David, which is the commentary on the commentary on the Tshuvas Rabbi Kiva Eger. I didn't look it up, but he quotes it from there. The same idea that you can be mechalek, that the Torah, Rachmana Zachi Lehupa Kapara, the Torah gives us a right to the privilege of Kapara, of atonement, even if we're not involved in the Karban, in certain instances, and that applies to the women here as well. Yeah, the raya that the Amudei Or brings from the Gemara in Zvachim, the Tosfos in Zvachim, why not just ask from an Isha? So, I don't know, that's a hard proof, that's a hard raya against Rabbi Kiva Eger. The Stipler in Kilos Yaakov in Zvachim there has a arichas about Rabbi Kiva Eger, how to work it into the Gemara. I would have thought that if you, again, I don't think he says this, so, you know, lule de mistafina, but I would have thought you could learn the Gemara differently and either fit it into Tosfos or it's an alternative to Tosfos. But the Gemara says that you can't have shinui bailim by a carbon tzibor. You can't. There's no other person to be mechashiv to. So we said before, because each of the individuals you're mechashiv to, Rashi says is mefurish, Tosfos says mefurish, each of the person you're mechashiv to is part of the tzibor. But one would have thought, so then the achronim say, what about an isha? You could have been mechashiv to an isha, she's not part of the tzibor. What about a mumar? Ravitzel Panovich writes about this. What about a mumar? Is a mumar considered a part of the tzibor for shinui bailim? So I just would have thought that Rabbi Kiva Eger would tell you that he learns the Gemara differently. You can't have a shinui bailim by tzibor, not because each individual is part of the tzibor. You can't have a shinui bailim by tzibor because if you want to have a shinui bailim, it has to be someone who's similar to the bailim. Right? The same way that you can't have a shinui bailim le'akum, because an akum is not a mechuyev kapara like you. So you can't have a shinui bailim on a tzibor because you need to be meshana to another tzibor. If I'm meshana from a tzibor to a yachid, that's not a shinui. It's apples and oranges. It's not the same parsha. To borrow a melitza of the lav mine lo macher bay. There's no sheiches to the parsha that we're talking about over here. It's not a tzibor. If you could come up with another tzibor and meshana that tzibor, fine, you could have a shina bailim, but there's no such thing. There's no other tzibor once you have Klal Yisrael. So that's why it's not a kasha from Isha. You couldn't ask from anyone because there's no such thing as a shinui bailim by a carbon tzibor for a very fundamental reason that there's no other tzibor to be meshana too. So I would have thought Rabbi Kiva Eger could offer that pshat in the Gemara to try to, you know, tiptoe out of the kasha that the Amudei Or asks from the Gemara in Zvachim. If you look in source number 10, you have the Mishnah Berurah, Halacha Lamaisa, and Sibim Kovav of the Hilchos Tefillah, Hilchos Musaf. So here he quotes the Tzlach. He quotes the Tzlach, who says that women are paturos from Musaf. It's important to note, Tzlach does mention Machatzas HaShekel, but that's not the main reason the Tzlach thinks women are paturos from Musaf. The Tzlach thinks women are paturos from Musaf because he thinks it's a Mitzvah Eseh Shizman Grama. The Gemara says Mitzvah Eseh Shizman Grama, but Tefillah is Rachamin Inhu, and therefore all women, men, everyone needs a Rachamim. He says, yeah, that's true about Shachar Mincha Ma'ariv, it's not true about Musaf. Musaf is not Rachamim, it's just Karban Musaf, and they don't have the Karban Musaf, so it's a Mrs. Eseh Shizman Grama, and they're out. So the Tzlach really has a different reason for papering, but he's comes out Halacha L'maaseh the same way as, let's say, the Rabbi Akiva Eger for a different reason. One could have made the argument on the Tzlach, I thought, years ago, and then I saw today from, I think Rabbi Warman quoted it, from the Sholem Eshiv, who said the same svara. One could have thought that there's a way out of this Tzlach as well. When it comes to the Musaf, the Tfilas Musaf, on Yontif, so it's true, it's not Rachamim, and it's just for Karban Musaf. But there's two ways to look at the Karban Musaf. One is that it's a Karban, and therefore it's a Karban Tzibur, women are not Shayach, etc. But the other thing that's true about it is that it is a din in Mikra Kodesh. It's part of the Yontif. It's part of the mitzvah's essay of Yontif, what you do for Yontif. Kedushas Yontif demands that we bring Karbanos Musaf. Example, the Mishnayos and Kol HaTadir tell us about what comes first in terms of order of Karbanos. So in that discussion, the Gemara always mentions that a Karban of Shabbos or a Karban of Yontif has an extra Kedusha. Why? Because it comes from the day of Yontif. It comes from the day of Shabbos. Part of the Chiyuv of Yontif is to bring the Karban Musaf. So we're not offering Karban Musaf nowadays. But one would have thought that the Tefillah of Musaf is also something which comes from the Kedushas Hayom. It's like a Kiyum it's the Zachor of Yontif. It's a Mikra Kodesh mitzvah. It's a mitzvah's essay of Yontif to daven a Tefillah Musaf. The Sholem Eshiv says this, black on white. And he says, because of that, you could have argued that even though men under 20 and women in general are not chayv machatzas shekel, therefore have no shaykhs to the carbon sibor of carbon musaf, but musaf of yantif is a musaf that they're shaykh to because it comes from the kedushas hayom of yantif, and they're shaykh to the mitzvahs of kedushas hayom of yantif. That's difficult for two reasons. One is because it's fancy. Two is that Rabbi Akiva Eger himself, in the first tshuva in Rabbi Akiva Eger, Rabbi Shechter points out that he's not sure why this was the first tshuva. It's a very weak tshuva. But it is the first tshuva in Rabbi Akiva Eger, and I don't have a comment on that comment. But he says that women are not chayavos in the mitzvah's essay of Yontif. He thinks Maker Adin, a woman could fast on Yontif. They're not chayav in the meals. It's about the repeating Alav Yavo when they miss benching. So Rabbi Akiva Eger himself wouldn't say the answer that we just said. So you could back out of the tzlach with lamdas, but you wouldn't be able to help Rabbi Akiva Eger with that lamdas. Yeah, so there are people who are matzdik the obvious minug that we allow. We definitely don't allow. One thing we come out with, we don't allow women to daven for the Amud for Musaf. That's for sure true. But a boy who's over 13 years old, under 20, we do allow him to daven for the Amud for Musaf. And women do volunteer or are mechuyavos, as Mishnah Berurah quotes as machlokas in source number 10, in Tefillas Musaf, and we offer different ways to either reject or deal with Rabbi Akiva Eger, and Tzarech Iyin, how in all those instances Rabbi Akiva Eger himself would necessarily answer. If you look in source number 11, this I saw this morning, Rabbi Asher Weiss has just an interesting point at the end of his discussion. So he says that he thinks of a more simple answer. He thinks a simple answer is that we talk about Machatzas HaShekel as if it's a din in Karbanos, but you'll notice the halachas of Machatzas HaShekel, the mitzvah of Machatzas HaShekel, all the dinim appear in Seder Moed. Rabbeinu HaKadosh put them in Seder Moed, and the Rambam, he puts them in Sefer Zmanim, not in Sefer Avodah or Karbanos. And we connect, it is true, we use the funds of the Machatzas HaShekel for the Karbanos, but it's not a karbanic mitzvah. It's a mitzvah once a year. You have to give Machatzas HaShekel to Hashem. How do we use that? That's a separate halacha. We use it for the funding of the Karban Tzibur. But it's not a din, in the mitzvah. It's not part of the Hagdaras HaMitzvah. He says, if you look at the Sefer HaMitzvah and the Rambam, we'll see this clearly. It's not a part of the Etzem Hagdaras HaMitzvah of Machatzas HaShekel that you're giving money to Karbanos. It just happens to be we use that money for Karbanos. The mitzvah is to give the money to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then we use it however we use it. And he says, because of that, you get out of the whole issue in the first place. That even though Nashim are Paturos from Machatzas HaShekel, that's one thing. And it is, and they still could have a carbon, a chelik, and the carbon at Tzibur, and they still be chayiv and tefilas musaf because that's a separate thing. Yes, we use the machatzas shekel for the carbon musaf, but it's not like the machatzas shekel is a carbon musaf mitzvah; it's its own mitzvah. So they might be pturos from machatzas shekel and still have a chelik and still have a piece of the carbon musaf. So a very simple way of backing out of the whole thing. Even simpler, Rabbi Warman at the end of his piece, he says that he thinks that Rabbi Zalchanan said the same thing. He definitely said something similar. So Rabbi Orman says, Lula Dim Safin over here, that he thinks it's just like the whole thing is a little too fancy. He thinks that it's true. Women were pturas from Machatz HaShekel. And it's true that the Machatz HaShekel was part of the Karban Musaf, and therefore women didn't have a chelik in the Karban Musaf, and we'll have to answer all those questions. They got a kapara, even though they weren't part of the Musaf, they weren't Bailam, fine. We'll answer all those questions. But he says, when they were misaking Tfilas Musaf, they were misaking Tfilas Musaf, which mimics the Karban Musaf, for everyone who's chayv in tefillah. Meaning they weren't misaking that instead of the Karban Musaf, for those who had to do the Karban Musaf, now you could do Tfilas Musaf. No, there was a Karban Musaf that some people had, some people didn't have. Then they had this concept of tefillah, and they added on a new tefillah, Tfilas Musaf, for everyone who's chayav in tefillah. Yes, it mimics and it's in the place of it, it's in the time of the Karban Musaf, but it doesn't take on the dinim of Karban Musaf, and therefore, even though someone might have been pater from Karban Musaf and had no sheikhs to Karban Musaf because they were pater from Machatz HaShekel, but as a mispalel, as someone who's chayav in tefillah in general, they do have a chayav in Tfilas Musaf. So it's another Rabbi Warman again assumes that it's perfectly okay for a 14-year-old to daven for the Amud, and a woman might be chayavis in Tfilas Musaf for this reason as well. But at least these are some of the Mar Makomos in terms of Rabbi Kiva Eger's Chiddush, the Besam Rosh's Chiddush, and some ways to deal with the rayas that they bring. Okay, we'll stop here.